Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Welcome. What a busy weekend here as we end the school year. Maddie had a middle school lock-in. Mila has a 5K, a dance recital, a piano recital. And I'm sure I'm forgetting something. What do we have today? We got nursery rhymes, dads, Father's Day coming up, puffins, and weather. Round one, nursery rhymes. Sure, some have old meanings like ring around the rosy. What's it referred to, Maddie?
The black plague.
Yeah, Maddie, in fact, she's got so much work due at the end of the year, she's off camera multitasking on a project. But most nursery rhymes I found are meaningless. But I bet you remember them well. Question one. Jack was nimble. Jack was quick. What did Jack jump over?
A candlestick.
That's right. The origins possibly refer to the pirate Calico Jack, who operated in the Bahamas and was always one step ahead of the authorities. Candle jumping and bonfire jumping was also a thing back in those days. Calico Jack was one step ahead until he wasn't, eventually caught. Question two. In Hey Diddle Diddle, who ran away with the spoon?
The dish?
The dish. I didn't see much of a meaning in this song. I think it's just one of the catchy ones. Question three. Who couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again?
All the king's horses and all the king's men?
Correct. Humpty Dumpty has really stuck around. He has his own scary movie that nobody really watched, I found. And he also plays a big role in the Puss in Boots franchise. Question four. In Little Piggy, what did the third piggy do?
Ate roast beef?
Whoa, I thought I'd stump you with that one. This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy went home. This little piggy had roast beef. The fourth little piggy had none. And the last piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way home. Question five. In the nursery rhyme, three blind mice, who cut off their tails with a carving knife?
The farmer's wife?
Three blind mice. She cut off their tails with a carving knife. No more singing this entire show, Maddie, I promise. Wow, a 5 out of 5 round for nursery rhymes. Round two, dads. Fun fact, the average age for a new dad in the U.S. is 31 years old. Also, $8 billion more dollars is spent on Mother's Day than Father's Day. Very interesting. Question one. In what type of animals do the fathers become pregnant?
Well, seahorses, kind of.
Well, that's my answer. What do you mean by kind of?
The females put the eggs in the male's pouch.
Yeah, and sea dragons and pipefish, something similar. Well, those are the answers I'm going with, girls. A perfect show. Did I just jinx it? Question two. There are two father-son duos that have been presidents of the United States. Can you name one of the duos?
John F. Kennedy?
Incorrect.
It was like the Bills.
The Bushes. Oh. George Bush, the 41st president. George W. Bush, the 43rd president. And also John Adams, the 2nd president. And his son John Quincy Adams, the 6th president.
I did a research project on the Bushes, but like I forgot their names.
It happens. Question 3. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the most common Father's Day gift is what?
A mug?
Incorrect.
Homemade gift, like drawing or something?
A tie. For the record, I'd rather have a mug, socks, or a homemade gift. After all, I'm a PE teacher. I'm not sporting too many ties. Question 4. Who is the father of Luke Skywalker in the Star Wars series?
Darth Vader?
Darth Vader is correct, or Anakin Skywalker. Luke, I am your father. Hollywood Reporter listed it as the 11th all-time best movie quote. Question 5. 7 men are considered the principal founding fathers of America. Can you name 4 of them?
No. George Washington.
1.
Alexander Hamilton.
2.
Thomas Jefferson.
3.
James Madison.
4. Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and John Jay. When I read this, I was like, who is John Jay? I forgot all about him. So he negotiated the Treaty of Paris, governor of New York, and the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Girls on fire. 8 out of 10. Round 3, puffins. You don't know anything certain about puffins. You're about to know 5 things about puffins. Question 1. Do puffins live on the ground or in trees?
They nest in cliffs, so I guess the ground?
Ground is correct. Deep burrows, usually on rocky cliffs. Apparently, they do know some stuff about puffins. Question 2. Icelandic culture has a long-standing tradition of eating what part of a puffin, served both raw and smoked?
The wings?
Incorrect.
The feet?
Incorrect. It is puffin heart. World's largest puffin colony of 10 million puffins live in a cluster of islands south of Iceland. Question 3. What color are puffins' feet?
It's black?
Incorrect.
Orange?
Oh, I wanted to stump them so badly. It is orange. They are known as the parrots of the sea, not because they talk, but because of their bright colors and the way they stand upright. Question 4. Do puffins migrate?
Yes,
they do. They pretty much migrate far away from land and spend time out at sea before returning to their breeding grounds. Question 5. How many eggs do female puffins lay a year?
1 to 2.
Whoa, judges, did she just throw out multiple answers? What we will do is we will not allow Maddie to answer. And she is correct. The answer is 1. Last fun fact. Their number one predator is the great black back gull, which is large enough to snatch puffins out of the air and eat them. Birds attacking other birds. Eagles do it. Owls do it. Hawks also do it. Second fun fact. I saw a hawk on my fence 3 days ago. This blew my mind, and these girls were just like, whatever. It was crazy.
Because we were playing a game.
They're up to 12 in one of their strongest shows in quite a while, headed into round 4 weather. A lot of crazy weather lately. 8.6 million lightning strikes on Earth every day. And apparently the odds that you get struck by lightning are 1 in 15,300 during the course of your entire life. That seems extremely high. Good news is 90% of people survive. Question 1. Which country experiences the most tornadoes?
China?
Incorrect.
The USA?
USA, yes. Central US is known as Tornado Alley. Canada has the second most tornadoes. So what causes a tornado? The key atmospheric ingredients that lead to tornadoes: warm, moist air near the ground with cooler, dry air aloft, and a wind shear, a change in wind speed and or direction with height. I don't even know what that means, but I don't live in the mid-US or near Tornado Alley, luckily. Question 2. What is the term for the sudden release of energy in the Earth's crust that create seismic waves?
Earthquakes?
That is correct. Japan has the most recorded seismic activity in the world, but part of that is also their great detection network. Question 3. What is the term for a scientist that studies the weather?
I had a science unit on this not too long ago, so I should know, but I forgot.
Incorrect.
The weather guy that's on TV. It's
like, funny that you say that.
It's like a weatherologist.
A meteorologist. Judge is no way for the point, but to be a weather presenter on TV, you do not need to have a diploma in meteorology. But you do kind of need a stunning smile, some good looks, so could be another profession for me.
No.
Question 4. What is a common term for condensation that forms on cool surfaces at night?
Dew?
Dew is the result of water changing from a vapor to a liquid. Dew forms as temperatures of an object drop to below the dew point or water vapor near the object. Grass is usually cooler than the surrounding air, hence a great place for dew.
The early bird gets the dew.
Question 5. In the story of Noah's Ark, the earth was completely flooded with water due to it raining for how many days and nights?
8?
Incorrect.
40?
She got it. 40 days and 40 nights. Shout out to Uncle Noah, comedian in New York City. The Bible, best-selling book of all time as well. 16 points in one of their top scoring shows of all time. Two truths and a lie, Boston. Boston is very historic. Just how historic is it? Statement 1. Boston Marathon is the oldest marathon in the world. Statement 2. Fenway Park is the second oldest baseball stadium in the United States. Statement 3. Boston Common is the oldest public park in the United States. So you have oldest marathon in the world, second oldest baseball stadium in the U.S., and oldest public park in the U.S. The lie, Maddie.
The Boston Marathon?
It is the oldest marathon. Mila, that leaves you with Fenway Park or the Boston Common. What are you going with?
Fenway Park.
She is correct. That is the lie because it is actually the oldest baseball park. Wrigley Field is 2 years younger than Fenway Park. That's where the Cubs play. Girls, 17 points. We hope you have a wonderful Father's Day, and we hope you're heading into summer with some amazing plans, and we will see you next time on Trivia with Dad.